We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are starting approximately 10 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanon. Beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanon, Kesuvah V'su, Rav Eliezer ben Prata, Rav Chanina ben Tradyon. Both Rav Eliezer ben Prata and Rav Chanina ben Tradyon were caught by the Romans. They were arrested by the Romans. And we know Rav Chanina ben Tradyon landed up being one of the Asara Aruge Malchus, like we say in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av and on Slichas Yom Kippur, how he was killed by the Romans. So when they both got arrested, Ashrecha, good for you, you only got arrested on one charge. Oili, woe to me, I got arrested on five different charges, so you'll probably have it much easier. It's not true. Ashrecha, you'll be saved. Oili, I was arrested on one thing, but I'm not going to be saved. And what's the reason? Why are you going to have the schus to be saved, even though you were arrested on five different charges? You were oisig in Torah and gemil chasadim ani lo yisak di el v'Torah levad. I only was, my main occupation was Torah and gemil chasadim, and therefore I don't have the same schusim like you. Anyone who only learns Torah, k'ilu doesn't have a God. Shneim it says in the pasuk, and the whole pasuk reads like this: V'yom rabim li Yisrael leloy elikay emes. He doesn't have a God. Loi Kayin Meira, Loi Taira. And the way Taisa explains, since it says later on the Apostle Loi Taira, it's Mashma, the first one of the Apostle Sonu does have Taira. But he still is considered loyal to the KMS because he does not have Gemil Chasadim. Shkol Oisik Vatar Bavad, Doima Kmi Shein Loyal Ka, he doesn't have a God. And because he doesn't have Gemil Chasadim, he only has Taira. Freit the Gemara, Machinina Metradioin. It was not Isaac in Gemil Chasadim. Gemil only Osak. But I don't know. So let's be Yaakov Eimer. Laidin Adam Moyesav La Arniki Shal Tzedaka. A person should not give money to a Kupa Shal Tzedaka. Elam Kain Memuna of Talmud Chacham. Only if the one in charge of that Tzedaka is a Talmud Chacham, like a Rechina Ben Tradion. So you see, he was a Gavit Tzedaka. So more about that, Araya. What we mean to say is, he's an example of someone who's trustworthy. So we're saying, don't give tzedakah to anyone who does not have someone in charge as big and as honest as Yechonir and Tzradjan. But he didn't actually do chesed. It's not true, he did do chesed. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, we learned like this. But Tanya, there was a story there where he said, Rechim HaTradim said, and I gave it out to Raniyim. Like Rashi explains, he was a Gabbai Tzedakah, and the first round Rashi is that he one time collected money for the Raniyim for Sudas Purim, and he instead gave it out to the Tzedakah, and that was considered using it for the wrong thing, and therefore he used his own money to pay it back. And another shot in the story was that he one time gave money from his own money for the Sudas Purim, and Lemaisa, he didn't take it from Tzedakah afterwards. He just paid it from his own pocket. He took the loss. Either way, we see he was a Gavit Tzedakah. So heck, he didn't do mitzvahs in Gemil Chasadim. He was actually in charge of the Gavit of the Tzedakah. He was very involved in Gemil Chasad. So he did do mitzvah Gemil Chasadim. Because the boy Leilavah, he didn't do how you have to do it. Zot Maravaita, Sula Rebli Lozab and Proto, Omru, my timer Taniso, or my timer Ganafta. So they brought in, now we're bringing in Lozab and Proto into judgment for the five charges he's arrested for. So they asked him, first of all, why did you teach Torah, Taniso? Now I'll teach Torah. Or my timer Ganafta, why did you steal? So he said, you were a list them also, you were Ganaf. So Amalahu, he said, it makes no sense. You know, is Seifa, if I'm a Ganev, Loi Safra, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, my son was teaching, I'm either my Rebbe or my Ganev, which one? V'Safra, Loi Seifa, it can't have either one. And Apidrush, they say, because we know, V'Alchar B'Cha Tichya, and Akol Kol Yaakov, the Yaakov is Torah, the Esav is Char B'Tichya, you can't have both things in the same person. It's not possible. You can't be a Ganev and be a profession as teaching Torah. He says to them, what do you want from me? I can't be both. And with the whole lesson, I'm a lesson. Since one of them is not true, the other one must not be true also. And they accepted it, what he said. The third charge was that it was called Rebbe. So you see that he was he had smicha. You now have smicha by Romans. We had this in the Maseches Shavuot. You couldn't have smicha by the Romans. You couldn't have smicha. My time of Karole Maseches Sanhedrin. We had it. I think maybe in Vayezor also. My time of Karole Rebbe. He asked him, why are you called Rebbe? L'chayra, you now have smicha. So he said, I'm not a real Rebbe. I'm Rabban Shel Tarsiyim. I'm the master of the of the tailors. I teach, you know, tailoring. That's what I do. That's what I'm ready for. So they started, they'll test him. See, this guy, he's a professional tailor. He must know the difference between two balls of thread. Which one is the chassis, which one's the Erev? One is the warp, and the other one, I've forgotten the English word for it, but it means one goes, the vertical one's the horizontal. So he said, he brought him two spools of thread and said, which one's which? ICLA, Trey Kiburi. Omrle, hey, the chassis, hey, the which one is chassis, and which one is Erev? The chassis is the one that goes straight, and the Arv goes across, is the horizontal is there. So which one's which? So he had no idea. By Srachosha Nisa, Nes happened. Asya Ziburusa, a Nekeva B, according to Rashi, landed up, Isiva al the Shasya, landed up on the Shasi. But Asya Zibura, Vyosa the Arva, and the male B landed up on the Arva. The Arva is the one that goes horizontal, and the Shasi is Makabel the Erev. Just like a Nekeva is Makabel the Zachar. So here also, the Zohar landed up on the Erev, and the cave on the Shasi. So you knew which one was which. Amlu, hide the Shasi, hide the Arvi. He passed the test. Now, Taisus is bothered, the bottom Taisus, that Zog Taisus, Persia Kuntur, Zibura, Zohar, Zibura, the cave. But Lee Nirish, Ein Nika Kol Kach, Bemin Katan Kezeh, Bein Zohar and the cave. That you can't tell a difference between a Zohar and a cave between these two minim. But Yesh Varshim says, no Pshat Shem, Shnei Minim, it's two different Minim. Ziburut and Ziburut are not both bees, they're two different species. Because he says, in the same Min, you can't tell on a bee, just by looking at them, the difference in a Zachar and a Keva. It's too small, you can't tell. Al Kapanim, so he passed the third test, the third charge is dropped. Fourth charge, Omalei. Why didn't you come to Be'avidon, which means they made a big party where they eat and drink, lekavod d'avodah zarah. Why don't you come to join our party? Amalahu zakin ani. Some guy zakin yis zakin ani means I'm very old. Maybe you're going to trample me. Amru, they say vada inna kamisav esramis. Vada inna. They told to him. They said back to him. Did anyone ever get killed this party? No. So what are you saying? What are you scared of? Vada inna kamisav esramis. Anyone got trampled? How many old people got trampled? Someone got trampled that day, and they let him go. The fifth taina is my time because shafta av l'cheris. Why do you free Eved? Which means he freed Eved al pidas Torah. They gave him. They got chicher. Rashi says v'hach bein goz v'kach fishu das yodis. You can't free Eved with a star chicher. There were guys that's not. You can't do that because you are doing das of Yehudi. Amlu lo yodvara ma'olam. There's never such a thing ever happened. I never, ever had an Eved who had ever freed Eved. It's not true. The whole thing is a trumped up charge. That's what he said. Now, there was someone about to say Eidus on this, so he was had a little bit of a problem, a little bit of a pickle. There was someone about to say Eidus that Hitaka did sell an Eved. So he said, one of the Romans got up to say Eidus against Rav Elazar. Also, he came and he appeared like a one of the chashuv people from the government of the Romans. Amalei, and he told the aide who was about to say this. Vakulu, I don't think you should start up Rav Elazar. Look, the other four charges were dropped. B'derech Neitz. Bahan nami Srachus Anisa. Probably in this charge he'll have an ace also, and it won't be good for you. Fahu Gavra Bishusha the Kaachbi. And everyone will see your riches. He did not listen. He wanted to try to scare him off from saying Eidus, but he didn't and he wanted to tell him that he's gonna be saved by a nace, Rashi says, and you're going to be found out that you were saying a lie. So be careful over here. The mice didn't listen. He didn't want to listen. Come to Memu. He got up to say the Eidus. All of a sudden, there came a written letter from the Romans, from the government, that this letter has to be sent to the Kaiser. It has to be done right now. And they sent it through this person who wants to say this. I don't know, they said you can't say this now, you gotta bring this letter first. So while he's traveling, Ayonov came and Paske Arba Mei Parsi. He threw him 400 parasi for Ozov Loyasa. And this way, he never came back to say this. He was 400 parasi away. He was in a different planet. And that was it. So he got him. He tried the first thing by trying to stop him from saying the Edis. If that didn't work, we had to use a nace, a Yonavi, and he threw him away. First of all, getting him to leave with the letter. And then he threw him very far. And this way, he did not return.